All right. Who's the most famous person you have ever met? A lot of text messages at 11977. Good morning, Jay and Sharon. I met Sarah McLachlan at Stanley Park Tea House in Vancouver in the late 90s. I took my mom there for Mother's Day brunch, and Sarah was there with her family. I went up to her and wished her a happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Shannon from Rosemere, for that text. Laura also texted, met Kristen Stewart at Shark's Bowling Alley on St. Catherine years ago. She was here filming a movie and super shy, but kind enough to take a photo with
us. Sharks.
Sharks.
Shooting pool.
That's a throwback, hey?
All right.
How about this one, Stephanie? I served Ludacris at a steakhouse in Montreal. He got a burger and a really good wine. He seemed to be a wine connoisseur.
Oh, wow.
Luda? What? Yeah. Steve says he worked at a pit marshal for F1. So I will say every F1 pilot and all the superstars that like to be seen in their company. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's those. Yeah. How about, look at this one. Nice tie-in. From Chris at 11977, good morning. The most famous person I ever met was Sylvester Stallone. Walking down Crescent Street, he signed my Ferrari cap. A total gentleman. Thank you to Chris.
That's nice.
And thanks, everybody, for the text. Keep them coming. Who's the most famous person you've ever met? My work has afforded me the introduction to a lot of big names. And I like to throw down, you know, the Peter Gabriels, the David Bowies, Lenny Kravitzes.
Geez. Oh. Jeez, let me pick that up off the floor. It seems you've dropped a couple of names. Let me get that for you.
Who's the most famous person you've met, Jay? I mean, you have access similar to mine.
Yes, I do. But it's probably either Al Pacino or Larry King.
Sorry, I should say
I almost rammed into Al Pacino. He's like, you almost killed me. What do you got?
I love it. Oh my god.
Yeah, we turned the corner at the same time. It's like, "Oh, jeez. He's a big guy."
It's Al Pacino doing Al Pacino.
Yeah.
514-790-0977. Hi, Shom. Who's this?
It's Pina from RDP. Hi, Sharon.
Pina, who'd you meet?
Sting.
Sting.
Wow.
Wow, where'd that happen?
At Place des Arts when he did a very intimate show.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I waited afterwards like a teenage groupie. And I saw Van pull out, and he came out of the artist's entrance, and no legible words were said on my part. I lost all form of communication. So
oh, wow.
Back.
Isn't that
no
funny?
Cell phone, so I don't even have a picture.
Well, I think in this case, it did happen. I believe you.
I have a autograph. He autographed my ticket, so I have
cool.
I have that. Yeah.
That's great. Well, you actually have proof that it happened. I love the memory, too, that you have, you lose complete faculty control and you can't
speak. You're trying to say such brilliant things to this man who must have heard it all. You know, like, he's brilliant, he's awesome, and I'm trying to be original, but nothing is coming out.
That's funny. Well, I'm sure, you know what, like you said, he's talked to a lot of people, and he's felt the love from hundreds of thousands of people over the years, so no doubt you made him feel good.
Well, I was starstruck when I saw you at the 50th Shom anniversary party, so can you imagine when I saw this thing?
Wow, I'll take that.
I didn't come talk to you, and I really regret it.
Aw, well, next time you see me out, come and say hi.
Okay, thank you. You're
the best. Pina, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Shom rocks. Shom. Traffic.